Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday right here, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your Android to download our mobile app. Tonight, I'd like to introduce our featured pastor, Via, and First Lady Tamara Muasal from Holy Warrior.
All right. Praise him, praise him.
Boy, I feel it happening already. And my beautiful co-host, my forever bride, my awesome wingless angel, my delicious ribeye, Lady Lynn.
Kombawa.
Okay, and the camel. Okay.
All right.
Pastor Via.
All right. Praise him. Praise him. And a good evening to all our faithful listeners out there. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiava, WCCC, and the 1700 Hawaii men in Saruro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in, Sister Liz.
Hey, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day on this Worship Wednesday. You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside, thanks you. Wherever you are, for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Pastor Boo says, it's like sitting around at home in patio,
yes,
just talking story about our Lord and Savior, or grilling up some steaks like the Moisels did the other day in fellowship. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM The Word to go forth on the airwaves, and grateful for Salem Media Hawaii, Bulla.
Well, we humbly send a loud shout out to the fishes of men. Actually, Pastor Bird sitting right across from me tonight.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Want to thank them in Nanakuli, continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona.
All right.
And that's for our Hawaii brothers over there in Saguaro. But hey, guys, God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts.
Yes.
We know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Bird and Lucy Mahilona.
Love you, sir.
And your entire congregation.
Yes.
For your vision to reach the lost.
Thank you, Pastor Bird. And that's a nice shirt. If this program has touched you or you need a word of encouragement, please call 808-222-2822 for some prayer or some encouragement. And you can also email us, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And the old-fashioned way, P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Well, don't have to say anymore.
Whoa. Y'all ready? Yes.
He loves you.
He loves you.
He loves you.
He loves you.
He loves you. He loves you.
Okay. We could do the whole show. We could do the whole show right there. But we gotta we gotta come back to some sense of civility. And we also have Dr. Pastor James Eric Williams, normally here on Friday nights, but once again in town doing some shopping and dropped in this evening. Pastor Bird over there. So we've got a full house tonight. So if you're listening tonight, that's your Valentine's Day gift. You've got four pastors and two first ladies here. Just for you guys.
Come on.
Pastor Via, you know, we've got a great song, and I love the title because it says, "You Go and Find Out." And that's pretty basic for me. I'm a basic guy. But right after that, we're going to get right into the word. Pastor Via and First Lady Tamara Muasal. But right now, you
come on,
go find out.
You go find out.
Boop.
Wow, nice move, Via. do the handstand too. Spin on that end.
Yes, sir.
Get on your feet and let's get real.
Get that flip.
Well, it's time for Holy Ghost flavor. Jesus, make you change your behavior. Now for your holy warriors or your fakers.
Hey.
We'll be praising and making hits. Freestyle fellowship in the mix. If you're religious over 80 years, what? I don't think that you gon' sleep tonight, because it ain't all G without Christ. So give your life, cause he paid the price, man. Who got? From the sound is the Lord smoking hot. Who got the might to serve Almighty God? Yeah, what?
All my people, God's will you must fulfill. Get on your feet and let's get real.
What you know about a Holy Ghost party? We ain't drunk for Christ. We don't bother nobody but the naughty that don't listen to lessons that God taught me. Biblical, lyrical, spiritual, miracle. I speak nothing but truth, never the minimal. Here we turn like a thief, a smooth criminal. The who, what, where, when, and why. Legendary gospel, we spit on the mic. Weather, memorize, keep your head to the sky. Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. What? My God.
You can sit down now.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, man. You got some moves there, Pastor Veal.
Oh, watch out. All right, you know how it is already. In Christ, say in Christ.
In Christ.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Out of Christ.
Out of Christ.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
My mind.
I love that, man. And it's a blessing. You already know what it is tonight. It's Worship Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
And you got the Worship Wednesday crew in the house tonight. So please give them a few minutes. Just lift your hands up and just worship the Lord. He's here. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, your Son, we thank you for your grace on tonight. We thank you for your agape and your presence. We thank you for your grace word that's coming out tonight, Lord. Lord, all we ask, Lord, is to anoint the ears of your people so that they may hear your word. Touch that somebody that need to be touched. Deliver that somebody that need to be delivered tonight. Develop that somebody that need to be developed. Send your word, Lord, and just come back. Never void. And we thank you for that, Jesus. So we ask that, Lord, and a special blessing over the studio on tonight. And we ask all of that in Jesus' name. And all God's people said a big amen.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Oh, yes, hallelujah. Oh, I just wanted to big shout out to all my Usos out there once again. Big shout out to all the faithful listeners in New Zealand. I see you guys. I see you guys on FB. God bless you. Australia. Just keep on listening in. Remember, every Wednesday night, in fact, every Monday to Friday, we got powerful preachers coming in the house.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And they're just preaching 9:30 p.m. Hawaii time. Okay, so we love you guys. And I just wanted to continue from last time because I didn't get to finish because I was over grace excited. I was over grace excited. So we got to close that part up on the mind. So please, we're going, you know, we always open them up.
That's right.
Preacher, Mahalona, yeah, with the Message Bible.
Amen.
Mama.
What verse are we in, Pastor?
Philippians 2. You can start from 9 and 10, please.
9 and 10.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him.
Oh,
come on, somebody.
My God.
And given him the name which is above every name. That at that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And everything in heaven.
Come on.
And everything in earth. And everything under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Come on.
To the glory of God the Father.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's I get gray skin already. I get chicken skin already.
Amen.
Oh, my God. You already know, baby, huh? Oh, first Jesus book, please. Get the Jesus,
Book. Jesus
book
9 and 10. It says, hey, that's why God go make Jesus the main guy.
The main man.
He even give him one special name. for tell what kind of guy he is. Because he's more important than all the big name guys.
Yes, right. It is.
So everybody, when they find out what kind of guy Jesus, they're going to go down on their knees in front of him. Everybody up there inside the sky, all over the world and underneath the ground.
Wow. My God, baby.
Got everything covered. Listen to this some more. And it says, verse 9 and 10, it says, Olemea lavalea, wamatua faeinai oia eletua. Mafua inatua yate ya oleswafa esili sili, iswafa umalava. Ina yato otuli. O tuli vai umalava ile right. Swafa Yesu. Oe oile langi.
Right.
Mae oile lalo langi. Mae oile lalo ole lalo langi.
My God. Woo! Man, okay.
Glory to God.
That's right. That's right. And check this out on the King James Version, New King James Version. That name, that at the name of Jesus, where we are nine, therefore God also has highly exalted him. Somebody say highly.
Highly.
You don't have to worry about the world putting you down. Don't worry about it. It's all about Jesus picking you up. It's all about God. So look what he said. He highly exalted and given him, given who? Jesus, the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of those in heaven. Somebody say heaven.
Heaven.
On earth.
On earth.
And even under the earth.
And even under the earth.
If you don't know what's under the earth, it's hell. Come on. Come on, it's Hades. He's talking about there. Wow. That's how powerful the name is. So we went back on the mind last week. I'm just going to bring it up from there with the mind. Let this mind. Because of the humbleness of Jesus' mind, and since Jesus lives in you, right? Since Jesus dwells in you, you should automatically have the mind of Christ.
Amen. Yes,
so with Jesus in you, the mind of Christ is in you, and the humbleness that we was talking about, the humility, even though Jesus knew that he was God, he never took that into consideration.
That's right. That's
he
right.
He never used it and said, "Hold up, I'm the man." You heard what the Jesus book said? He gave him. He's the man. He knew. Amen.
That's right.
He had no
Jesus
reputation.
Knew, that's right. No reputation.
Yes, my.
He knew that he was God. He knew that he was a man. Yet he was so humbled. Why? The humility of his mind. He knew how to control his mind, and he knew that God was in him. And if God is in him, and Jesus is in us, hello.
My.
We got that same mind that Christ has. Why?
Come on, somebody.
Because the Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
It is no longer Via that lives. Somebody say your name, Via that lives.
Yeah.
So I don't live no more, but it's the Christ that lives in me.
My.
So if the Christ that lives in you, Matthew 28:18 says this. He says that all authority has been given unto Christ.
Amen.
So if all authority is in Christ, and Christ is in you, my Mahalona, guess what? You got the authority too.
Amen, that's right.
We have to learn how to use that authority that God has put in us. That's why Jesus said, put that mind. Arm yourself with this attitude. Arm yourself with the way I am. Why? Because when you know who you are, and you know who the God in you is, there is no way no devil in hell can stop you. Why? Because Christ already defeated the
devil.
Come
on, somebody.
So because of his humbleness, the Bible says that even till death, he was humbled. Even the death to the cross. And then it comes to our number nine. Somebody say number nine.
Number nine.
Therefore, God has highly exalted him. Who's highly exalted him?
God
said, son, I'm not going to let you stay down there. I'm not going to let you stay down there because of your obedience. Because of I see the mind that you have. You are there knowing that I sent you on a mission. And you're there. You're coming back. I'm going to bring you back. And I'm not only going to do that. When I bring you back up, I'm going to give to you name that is above every name.
Hallelujah.
Thank God it's not the Moasau name. Thank God it's not the Mahalona name. Thank God it's not the Williams name. Thank God it's not the Eastman's name. But that title and that category is direct to his son. He said, because of your humbleness, because of your humility, because of that, the mind that you have, I will bring you up from the lowest place that you were at, from the lowest pit of hell that you were at. I'm going to pick you up, and I'm going to exalt you, and I'm going to give to you the name that is above every name, that every knee shall bow. Somebody say knee. Every tongue confess. Somebody say tongue. And look what he said. God highly exalted him and gave given him the name which is above every number 10, that the name of Jesus, the name of who?
Jesus.
Oh, it's not Via.
Negative.
It's not Dula.
Negative.
It's not the James Brothers.
Negative.
It's straight up. It might start with J, but it's the wrong J. We got to go to Jesus, not the James Brother, but it's Jesus. He has the name, and I love this part, because every knee shall bow. Those that are in heaven, somebody shout heaven.
Heaven.
Those that are in earth.
Earth.
And then if it was me, Pastor Bird, I would have stopped there. I would have stopped. That's good enough. Heaven and earth.
Yes, sir.
But look what the Bible says.
No.
I'm not going to stop there.
That's
why?
All right.
Because of your obedience and because of your abiding in me, Father.
Yes, sir.
Because of your love for me, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And because of your humility, I'm going to take you beyond. I'm going to take you to another dimension.
Yes.
And that dimension is a not only on heaven, not only in earth, but he said even down on the earth. And I'm not talking about Australia, the land down under. No, I'm talking about hell itself. Even the demons know. My Bible says that there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. Hey, even at the sound of the name of Jesus, my Bible says that demons tremble. Just by the sound of that name. That's the name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
So wherever you go, you carry that name. You carry that name because you know, just like what we said the other week, we carry the grace aroma. Wherever we go, we got God's aroma in us. We are like just clay.
Yeah.
We are parts of clay that we carry the treasure.
Yes,
and that treasure is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the new man that's in you, I'm not talking about the new James. I'm not talking about the new Via.
That's
the new person that's in you is Jay.
E-S-U-S
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's the new man that I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
The new man that dwells in you. The new man that abides in you. That's why he said, if I abide in you and you abide in me, devil, you better watch out. Because he knows. He knows on the last time when Jesus knew he met up with the devil. He turned around and he kicked him right on his forehead. Somebody say forehead.
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 He said, you know what? I'm not going to mess you up right now, but I'm coming back.
I'm
just going to give you a little bruise on your forehead, but I'm coming back for you.
Yeah.
So he's already been defeated. The devil is under your feet. So look what he said. I thank God that his name is above every angel. It doesn't matter what angel that God created. Jesus is over that. I'm glad that it's on earth too. And then he went down to hell. Lucifer, you're nothing.
Yes,
the devils and demons under hell, you're nothing. Why? Because I serve Jesus. And
Hallelujah.
The Jesus is in me. And look what the Bible, the Samuel Bible said. Hey, ele ngatale langi, ayalu le lalo. There's no demon in hell that's gonna win over you. Why? Because we're woman of Fatu Laroina, woman of Palai, woman of Lucy, Lacia, or Satanio Pepello. He's a father of lies. Now, me a pepelo. You know when you go to Satan's house, he only got stolen furniture over there.
Yes, sir.
Huh? He's a father of lies.
My.
He's a faker. You already know that. He's a deceiver. But I thank God that Jesus came down. He gave. And the name that he carries now, you carry. Mm-hmm. The name that he has, you have. You're blessed because Jesus is blessed. You're alive because Jesus is alive. You're righteous because Jesus is righteous.
Yes, sir.
You're holy because Jesus is holy.
Yes, sir.
And that's the Jesus that lives in you. That's the Jesus that dwells in you.
Yeah.
He abides in you. And he gave him the name above every name. Thank God it's not the name of the high chief of Samoa.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God it's not King Kamehameha's name. Yeah. My God. Thank God there's no king on earth. Thank God there's not the name that he's talking about. Even whatever we got kings in Britain. Nah,
right,
it's not those kings. I talk to the King of Kings every morning. I wake up in the morning and I say, good morning, Jesus. And he says, good morning, V. How are you? And I walk and I know wherever I go, I put my head up. Why? Because I walk knowing that I have in me the King of all kings.
Hallelujah.
He's not just a king. He's the King of all kings.
Oh, yeah.
He's not just a Lord. He's the Lord of all lords.
Yes.
So look what he said. Why o to samo uso o eleto tono for the pui pui. Why o le swafo yesu le tono oi o le swafo imatau tia tele. Eleise malosio seoli. Eleise malosio le fili. Eleise malosio satani tamofai taofi oi. Let me fight why? Because o le swafo le te aluma oi. O le swafo sili sili swafo malava. Eto tuli e tuli veuma. Tau tau na lo fai veuma. O yesu o le tupu tupu.
Yes,
he's the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God for just letting us realize that we are here tonight.
Yes,
as I look to my right, I see the Pastor James Williams, Pastor Mahelona. I see my Uso Bula. I see the lady, our Lady Lynn, and my baby right here on the left side. And I look at them. They're so handsome and beautiful.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God for just dwelling in them. I thank God for equipping them with the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
I thank God because Jesus lives in them. I thank God because I can see the love of Jesus in them.
Mama.
And I realize now that they understand who they are, and they know that they carry the name that is above
Hallelujah.
Every name. It's not no nation. It's not no state. It's not the United States name. It's not the president's name, thank God. But we carry the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He left his crown in glory. He came down and he took upon him a form of a man, and not only a form of a man, but he was a bond slave. He came to do only the will of the Father, and when he came down, he humbled himself. Didn't even consider that he was the man. Didn't even consider that he was the guy. Didn't even consider that he was the son of the king. But he came down and he humbled himself. I'm talking to somebody right now.
Mama.
You need to humble yourself. It takes me back to the story of the short man. What is the short man? I know the Samoan name, Zacchaeus, but I don't really know the
Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus was a short man. And the word said that Jesus was in the house. And he wanted to see Jesus. But when he got there, it was too much people. That was over 6 feet. So I'm talking about people like Lady Lynn. They're a little too short, but that's okay. That's okay. He was short, but what he did was he climbed upon the sycamore tree. Come on, he went up there and it was above everybody else. And then when Jesus came to the spot, he looked up. The very first words that Jesus uttered, he said, Zacchaeus, come down.
Come down.
Mama.
Come on. Say, come down.
Come down.
Come down, Lady Lynn.
Humble.
Lynn, come down.
Humble. You know the moment when Jesus said, hurry up and come down. You know what the Bible says? Zacchaeus came down.
Yes.
Somebody, you got to come down. Somebody has to humble yourself right now. And the moment when Zacchaeus came down from the tree, this is what Jesus told him. Tonight, I sup with you at your home. Come on, somebody. Tonight is salvation over your household. Why? Because he humbled himself. If Zacchaeus would have stayed up on that tree, he would have never cow-cow with Jesus that night.
Right.
If Zacchaeus never came down, he would have never had a time with Jesus or fellowship time or quality time with Jesus. But because Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down. Somebody say, come down.
Come down.
Humble yourself. Humility is in the house. You got to know to come down when it's time to come down. Come down, because when you humble yourself, God exalts you.
Hallelujah.
So kind of remind me of this pastor. I don't want to mention his name, but in New Zealand, Samoan pastor. He was preaching about Zacchaeus. Somebody say Zacchaeus. That's the name.
Zacchaeus.
So he was preaching about Zacchaeus, and he was going. And then Elijah climbed up the tree. And then the wife was trying to tell him, honey. She was trying to tell, honey, it's Zacchaeus. And he kept preaching. And Elijah climbed up the tree.
Elijah.
And the wife was saying, honey, it's not Elijah, it's Zacchaeus. So finally, he saw the wife waving him down. And then after that, he said, huh? He said, it's not Elijah climbed the tree, it's Zacchaeus. And then the old man said, hey, Elijah, come down so Zacchaeus can climb up.
That was the version we never get.
But that's just what I'm talking about. When he said, come down, Jesus was talking about you. Humble. Come down. Some of us, we're too high. We don't even understand people. We cannot see them. Why?
That's because
you're too high. Maka maka. You don't want to see them. But look what Jesus said. The King of all kings.
Yes.
The Lord of all lords. When he came into the place, he looked up and he said, whoa, you're a little bit too high there, boy. Come down.
Come down.
Come down. Somebody, I'm talking to somebody right
now.
It's time for you to come down. Humble yourself. Humility. Come on, humble yourself. Put down your heart. Come on and just say, Jesus, take control over me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. Jesus, please help me.
Hallelujah.
Come down. So look, with the moment, the Bible says, the moment he came down, Jesus said, today I will be with you. We won't pound today. We're going to fry up some fried chicken. We're going to get some of that mashed potato and some collard greens. And we're going to pound. We're going to pound today. Can you imagine? Can you imagine when Jesus told him come down and he stood up there and didn't want to come down?
Right.
He would have never got blessed with salvation. Mm-hmm. He would have never got blessed with Jesus entering into his household. But I thank God the moment Jesus spoke out, Zacchaeus, come down, he came down. So I'm talking to somebody right now. Mawalalo lo loto. Sawoi. Loto mawalalo. Oh, when they feel for Ali so. Oh, when they feel for Fiaita so. But you just gotta keep on. Fawalalo. Fa mawalalo lo loto. Why? Because the moment if mawalalo ay, if mawalunga oye Yesu Keriso.
Yes, sir.
He will lift you up.
Yes, sir.
He will exalt you.
Yes.
He will put you in places that you never dreamed you would be.
Yes, sir.
But I thank God that it's because of the mind of Christ. It was the mind of humility, the mind of humbleness that entered into
Hallelujah.
Us. That's why Jesus became the name that is above
yes,
every name.
Lord.
Are you out there, my Uso, listening to this word? Are you over there, New Zealand, Australia, wherever you're listening, by way of radio, podcasts, I'm speaking to you right now. Open your heart. Say, Jesus, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome in. So we love you and we bless to be you as we pray. Father, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, your Son.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your grace once again.
Thank you.
We thank you for your agape. Thank you for your presence on tonight, your grace word. Lord, we ask a special blessing over my brother, Mahelona and Lady Lucy.
Yes.
Opportunity, Lord, to speak through these airwaves.
Hallelujah.
Special blessing over Preacher Bula, Lady Lane.
Yes.
And of course, a blessing to my brother, Pastor James Williams,
yes,
Lady Lane, and then, of course, my baby. Lord, this is a team that the devil knows he can't reckon with.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
We have Jesus. Mm. And we carry the name that is above every name,
yes. Yes.
The name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we ask your blessing upon every listener tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Be with us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
And all God's people said a big amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well,
my God.
If you see a fire engine going down King Street, it is actually headed to the studio because we blew the roof off the place again.
Smoking.
We're going to put some smoke, some skylights in here. Another powerful message. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Yes.
Once again, you can get this broadcast on our website, freeinsideministry.org. And you can also sign up for the podcast right there on the website. So every message that's delivered here Monday through Friday will be in your podcast library on your portable device.
Wow.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
We're moving forward in 2018.
And it's free.
Free. Hey, free, free, free. Can't go. When you're on that treadmill, take Jesus with you. Hey, you guys got to know by now, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
We'd love to stay, but we got to go. So,
out we go. Praise Him.
Mama.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.